This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? I'm guessing you brush twice a day, or aspire to. Our ancestors were a little less diligent. But that's a good thing for scientists, because ancient plaque-coated teeth are like time capsules, preserving early evidence of cavities or even plague DNA. Now researchers have turned 1,000-year-old teeth from a convent cemetery outside Frankfurt, Germany. And they cleaned them, much like your dentist does.
We used the same dental tools, and we collected the calculus from the teeth.
That's molecular anthropologist Christina Warner of the University of Oklahoma. Inside that calculus or plaque, she and her colleagues found tiny bits of pork, bread wheat, and cabbage, identified by their DNA, along with the bugs behind strep throat, bacterial meningitis, and an oral strain of gonorrhea. And don't be too quick to judge.
Nearly all of us still have gonorrhea in our mouth.
There are studies in the journal Nature Genetics. Some of those bugs were antibiotic resistant, too, because long before penicillin, some microbes produced natural antibiotics to attack rivals.
Your mouth is like a battlefield of bacteria.
So, chew on that. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.